an accelerated opportunity that is descending upon us. So we want to allow ourselves to receive liberal pleasure. In other words, to receive the light that is amongst us. So the light that is amongst us, it's already offered, it's already present, but we are coming to understand its authority, its assembly, its arrival, its heavenly value. So in other words, we have to say yes to it. The way we say yes to it is to recognize it to be one and the same with our true nature, with our true standing, with our true broadcast. So what we're doing is it's sort of like we're opening up our chest, we're just really like opening up and surrendering to heavenly bliss. We're surrendering to our true self, our true delight. So you may feel like a quickening in your crown chakra, you may feel a quickening in your heart chakra, because both are being attended to. So they're saying we're being surrounded, and that's always like that phrase sometimes is used in other situations. But what they mean is we're being assisted, we're being guided, we're being proclaimed, we're being shown. And so the more that we can relax and allow our true nature to supersede, so to advance steadily, where what we do is we align with love, we align with truth, we align with light, and we disengage with the fallacy, with the false mind, with the false setting. So allow that birthing process that you're entitled to, excuse me, to be something that comes upon you easily. When I'm receiving it, it's a little bit like just letting go. Like just letting go of all the mind's attendance, everything that's ever concerned you in this entire lifetime, just letting go and aligning with your true nature, aligning with your I Am presence that is here and welcoming and available and superseding your every desire. So it's a little bit like before you even recognize what it is that really brings you soul satisfaction, what it is you're really after, it already knows. And it's already reminding you, supporting you, suggesting to you, showing you, helping you rid yourself of that which you think you've been wanting, but which once you acquire it sort of has this bland taste after all. Well, it looked really good on the menu, but when I actually ordered it, not so much. Because as long as we keep just trying to satisfy the ego, we're always left empty-handed, because there's always this grasping, there's always this grabbing. So if people are trying to grab more, whatever it is, more of someone else's country, more whatever it is, it's all the same energy of trying to dominate, of trying to proclaim yourself like authority over. So what they're helping us do is to turn the page. In other words, to reclaim what will really satisfy us, and from there bring forth our destiny. And so this is our true self. This is our I Am presence. And with this reconnection, with this reclaiming, with this unified state of awareness, then everything that is due for us to acquire easily advances. In other words, it's no problem at all, because we just sort of let go and let God. So when we let go and let God, we're referring to our godly essence, our godly self, our godly presence. So our truest essence, our truest nature, because we're birthing a new consciousness. And so we're being taken up in degrees. So we want to remember that as we keep adjusting, as we keep fortifying, as we keep stating our good pleasure, so it's sort of like yes to the light, yes to my true nature, yes to more of my assertive value, meaning more of myself, because that in fact is what we've been missing all along. And so as we come into our divine glories, we come into our divine placement, there's a divine union that the best way to explain this is there is this sequence of like light events that occur in the awakening of the heart. And so as we fortify, what they mean by that is we are the ones that have to stand ready. When we say stand ready, it's actually not just standing ready, just waiting. It's not that at all. Standing ready is, how do I put this in words? It's sort of like saying yes. It's like saluting the beloved, saluting your higher self, saluting your I Am presence, coming on board into your true proclamation is I no longer need to live out of my false self's agendas, its rules, its judging, because anytime I'm judging another, I'm holding that judging requirement, that yardstick within myself. And so it's moving in extremes. And so that extreme is like literally going to the other side, going to a new broadcast, going to a new assertion. Because as we climb steadily, we're opening up our advanced treasure. So we want to remember that these parallel realities that we're affording ourselves regularly, they're ready to be turned on. They're ready to be activated through our claim, through our attention. So when we say like, whatever, like stand by and be ready, it's not like just standing there, just waiting for a bus. It's having that open heart to like glory to God in the highest. And so again, glory to your God self. There's no separate energy that we're supplicating, begging, please, please, please pick me. It's totally available because it's our true self. So we have to stand out, meaning we have to, it's a little like applaud or open up readily. So there's like an active persuasion involved. So this is what the readiness means. It's like I surrender to it. I welcome it. I treasure it. So I treasure it. It's like, you know, whatever you treasure, it's like that is what you're claiming is your heart's desire. So when we're treasuring our truest essence, it's very, very easy to then sync up, to then get led, to then be overtaken by that divine transference of faith. So this is like they're saying in excess to multiply. So in other words, how this comes about is through our desires. So it's sort of like when we put that at the top of our list, the top of our shopping list, you know, I wouldn't mind this, that, and everything else. But at the end of the day, this is what I desire most of all. So this is where we're standing out. And so when they say standing out, there's a, like the Elohim are guiding us steadily, and there's this like, how do I say this? It's almost like a magnetic attraction. So when you're holding yourself out in God's glory, meaning ready to receive, ready to witness, ready to surround, and then God's glory, your I am that I am, is calling you. So there's a quickening, there's a latching on, there's a pressing upon, there's a graduated evidence, because you're calling out for it above all else. So it's sort of like that above all else. At the end of the day, no matter what, this ranks first. So this is the sort of like standing out, ready to receive, ready to advance. And so the ego, of course, is like, well, what about all these other things? You're going to miss out. You're going to lose. But of course, with the magnetism of love's entrance from that holy stature, all that's due us to arrive easily proceeds, because now we're aligned with our divine self. So all that is for our best and highest good, every problem can be solved, every note answered, that is serving the highest and best good of all. So you may not get your ego wants, but when you're in a bliss state, that's really perfectly okay. Because this is where we're moving into the ascended earth, our ascended presence, our ascended homecoming. So this homecoming is guaranteed for those that are secure. What they mean by secure is be secure in your faith. In other words, be secure in what it is you're after, what it is that you value, what it is that you seek. Because as you will seek it, you will meet love's attraction regularly. So again, they often do this, I've got the King of Pentacles. So this is like bringing it into manifestation in the earth requirement. In other words, all of us have reached these higher awarenesses in other realms. So we want to really understand that. It's not like we're opening up to something that we're actually not, that isn't a matter of convenience. In other words, what we're not actually aware of or used to or have abided by that higher value. They don't want me to say higher, they want me to say holy. Again, because it's like the thought that there's higher and lower. So we're releasing that and really moving into a place of wholeness beyond separation. But going back, it's understanding that there's this like interlocking chain that is very, very, what would be the word? Like, we recognize it. It's like, oh yeah, we have that at home. We have that on my earth, on my home planet, or in the star constellation that I normally hang out on. So anything where you can start realizing that the reason you're called to these attunements is because you're actually already attuned. So you're just coming to recognize what already is. They want us to receive that, this idea that we're aligning with something that's already standing, that's already present, that already is, that's we've already acclimated to in other heavenly arrivals. So that to kind of like, oh yep, that's my bag, the one over there, you know, under the table, it's sort of like, that's mine, I recognize it. So it's a very easy transference once we get the hang of remembering to identify with our loveliness, to identify with our heavenly value. So again, we're moving into that heart-centered awareness, that heart-centered field, and we're abiding by it for love's secure placement. So again, we're releasing the egoic identification, following the mind, moving into that heart space. They're saying at record speed, because again, time is speeding up. Those that are ready to ascend, it's all here waiting. They're saying waiting proudly. When I say proudly, it's like, just imagine someone's holding a jacket up for you and it's like, here, would you like to try this on? They're showing me the card strengthening bonds. So this is like the strengthening that is like, how do I say it? It's like in mass. Like in other words, it's going on 24/7. We're sometimes noticing, sometimes not. Sometimes perhaps not crazy about how fast the old energies are flying around trying to get us to finish our integrate our shadow. But it's happening. It's like underfoot. So the more that we step into line, meaning that we come to meet it, come to greet it. It's like picking someone else up at the airport, like I'll meet you at baggage claim. So in essence, this is what we're doing. We're meeting our divine appointment. So we want to really feel that this has been sort of like pre-planned from long ago. So when we took our first breath, when we took this incarnation, we were planning for this very engagement. We were planning for this process of coming back into our I am that I am moment of self-revelation. So allow these energies to be complete. And when I say complete, it's like be completed, receive generously, receive profitably, receive in earnest, receive gladly, receive in unison. So again, it's like allowing, just imagine like this field of light just coming through and taking full possession and allowing it to affect your every note. So wherever there are still strongholds, you can have fear, anger, but like pick your afflictive emotion. These energies are going to join with, and they're saying it's like a tickling. It's like a tickling. So it sort of like gets your attention. It gets your attention. You may start getting a sore throat if you have a throat chakra issue, like whatever it is, it's going to get your attention. You may start noticing how judgy you are. Like whatever it is, it's getting your attention because you're ready for assistance. You're ready to receive love's due appointment. So remember that everything is occurring for your ascension. Everything is occurring for your ascension. The further we move into these energies, it almost seems like it's actually going backwards, that life gets a little trickier. But that's because what was unconscious is being self-revealed. In other words, it's coming into the present. It's coming in a place where you can't avoid it, because you don't need to avoid it. You're ready to begin. You're ready to sing. You're ready to acquire the higher standing. So allow these energies to be fortified. That is, I receive, I receive, I receive for the benefit of the alignment with my I Am presence. I receive for the benefit of all that will be exposed to the light that I now hold. So again, what is in your highest and best good is for the highest and best good of the collective. And so we offer that then to all that are in need of graduating. So these are areas of the world or areas of certain systems where they're due exposure, they're due transformation. They're due like having it be rebuilt anew. So as we offer all to receive, we recognize that we're all one and the same. In other words, there is no separation. So what we offer to ourselves, what we offer to another, it's all the same. So we're allowing that to be known. We're allowing that to be known. We're each going to receive a special vision. What they mean by that is just sort of like when you forgive another, you realize you're forgiving yourself. When you offer love to another, it's going to boomerang back to you in delight. So something where you can start really getting that you're always simply working with your own self. We're working with your own energy. So how you heal the world is to heal your like they're saying, obsession with our mind. So again, going beyond all of the past agenda, all of the past illusion, to they're saying like our higher they're not saying self, I can't get that word, I'll just say placement. When I receive it energetically, we're all already there. So there is nobody that is missing. So we want to honor that. We want to realize that we're simply moving into a place where we already are. So this is what makes it like an easy transfer, an easy note-taking, and like an easy ride, because we're simply saying yes to what already is. So allow that to be entitled, allow that to be claimed, allow yourself to stand by it. Stand buying it is, I choose this. I choose this new reality. And allow all shifts to occur easily. I was waiting for another word, but then they just stopped. Easily. And they're simply helping us to note take that, in other words, to receive that. Because remember, we're releasing this whole notion of this linear time issue, or, you know, you got to work hard or be responsible or, you know, show your worth or whatever, versus we were all born worthy. We are always worthy. And with that true knowing, all is made available. So they remind us to honor the easy assimilation. You may notice certain ones in your present or what would seem to be past occurring, being brought forth, or situations. Just allow all to be received with love and light. And permit that new birthing to occur. You may have your boss arrive, you may have a family member or a child, whatever it may be. May all be resurrected higher. And so it is. Thank you, everybody, for participating. Everything that we join with, everything that we embody, is sent to everybody, is sent to all. So very, very powerful.